ready to talk. It's the Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM, WUTQ.
I don't know, this is gray area. Do I really want to go there? I mean, this could be, I could lose my job for talking about stuff like this on the air.
Talk to the left, talk to the right, and talk right down the middle.
And I'm a freak about noises. I hate noises. I get annoyed by everything.
This is the Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM, WUTQ, 1550 and 1480 AM, WADR. Now, here's Mike Walsh.
5 minutes after 8 o'clock and a very good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome to the Tuesday Morning Talk of the Town Show. In the leadoff position this morning, we have Frank Vissera. We will get back to him in just a couple of minutes from right now. 8:35 this morning, Kevin Baker discusses the history of Thanksgiving, and it is a long and storied history. We look forward to that. Also this morning, a lot of Black Friday talk. We're going to be talking about places you can go, where you can camp out Thanksgiving night, so that you can go shopping the next morning. I'm so looking forward to that. Hardly. Top 10 wish list for adults. Number 10, money. Well, I can't say that would be number 10 on my list. Number 9, video game systems. Number 8, good health. Number 7, having the family together. Seems like anyone could have that if you just wanted to. Number 6, a car or motorcycle. Number 5, an e-reader. That's kind of like one of the Kindle books where you can read a book digitally. Number 4, clothes. Number 3, an iPad. The number 2 most wanted gift for adults. A notebook or laptop. And the number 1, the number 1 on the gift list is peace, world peace. Better chance of getting money, I think, than that. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, it is 8:06. As we say good morning and welcome into Councilman Frank Vissera. Frank, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Great to have you. We've got a couple of different issues we want to talk about today and a couple of different issues that I guess we could say that you've been kind of championing, so to speak. One of those is the residency issue in Utica right now. I don't want to say that it's being flip-flopped, but it seems like it's a law that's almost sometimes followed when it's convenient. When the residency law was voted into effect, was there a waiver power in there for the mayor? Is that
no,
correct?
There wasn't, and okay. That's one of the reasons, Mike, why it was readdressed. The previous law did have waiver power to it.
Okay.
This one specifically did not.
The one that we have now is effective since when? 2008?
The voters voted on that in 2008. It took effect 2009.
Okay, so as it stands now, the residency law is complete, and it is what it says it is. It means that one must be a resident to work in the city of Utica.
For any position.
For any position, and that does not exclude appointed positions or positions that the mayor appoints, correct?
That's one of the problems. There
okay.
were no, I shouldn't say one of the problems. When the voters voted on it, they were of the understanding that there would be no exceptions.
Okay.
Because there were in the previous, under the previous law. And the calls that I got, the number of calls and the contacts that I got were 99% of them, why did we go to vote? Why did we take the time to vote? Why did we waste our time to vote if our vote's not going to be honored?
Okay. Understandable. Understandable. And so now at a recent council meeting, the mayor was granted waiver power by a vote of 6-3.
Okay. And that's even under debate whether or not the council has that power. And there are some voices out there in the community that may challenge that.
But what
vote.
Voices would they be?
The voter.
Okay. All right.
One voter. I got a letter from one voter stating that they were very upset. Basically, their understanding was that the law would be followed, that the people had the voice in this. And now that it's not, basically looking to possibly stop this referendum or stopping this council vote from being pushed forward and the referendum being ignored.
Has anybody, has anybody from outside the city been hired since this waiver power was granted? Has anybody from outside the city been hired as an appointed position to the mayor?
Yes, a number of, at least two.
Okay.
And it was done, again, under the radar, and that brought up a lot of a lot of questions. Again, why, even knowing that, even before the mayor brought it forth and asked for it openly.
Okay, when you say under the radar, does that mean under the radar of the voters? Does that mean under the radar of the council? Who didn't know that this was going on?
Well, Mike, it's been, when you tout to be or strive to be a Renaissance city, one of the things that people don't expect is to have their voices ignored. So a Renaissance city, you would expect that when a voter referendum goes through and wants to do something by almost a 2-to-1 margin, that it would be honored. And I think this is where the confidence level really becomes distorted, because people feel that the rhetoric is, you know, to have a Renaissance city and all the implications surrounding that. But then when you go and actually do something like has been done now to ignore a referendum vote, that's a total contradiction to what you're striving to achieve.
We can take phone calls this morning, too, by the way, if you have a question for Councilman Becerra. 624-0870. 624-0870. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes from here, because I'm sure that the unions are going to have something to say about it as well, or are going to want a voice in this.
The other very interesting wrinkle in this is that there are at least one challenges, to the residency law being brought forth, I believe by the police union. And by the city now basically doing what the police union says that should be done, you know, having waivers and exceptions, this may undermine our case in that lawsuit that's been going on now for several months.
Okay. Now, do we need a waiver because there's just not qualified people in Utica? Is that the issue here? There was
one person that did apply. Well, I should say it this way: there were several people that applied. One person that Councilman Zecca and myself know applied. His name is Gene Allen, and Gene Allen has been in the community for a number of years.
Okay,
very active. He's been in a number of roles, and his resume was submitted, and he was interviewed.
When you say in the community, he wasn't a resident of Utica?
He is a resident. He's a Utica resident.
Okay, all right.
And his resume was sent to the mayor. He was interviewed by the mayor along with a number of other people. I don't know the exact number.
What position was that for, Frank?
For Urban and Economic Development Commissioner. Okay. And that's a very important job, because the Hage report, the July preliminary Hage report, stated emphatically that one of the big problems with the Grow West matter was the lack of a structured format for the department. The department needs a commissioner. There was no commissioner. It languished. It's still languishing now without a commissioner for months, even after the Hage report brought it out as being one of the primary things to do to begin correcting the problems with the department. So it's been... When you have a problem and you don't know about it, that's one thing. But when it's brought to your attention, and now it's August, September, October, November, and you still don't have a head to that department, and you have to have a commissioner or to start dealing and fixing and bringing the department back in compliance, again, it's another, I think, confidence buster for the community, because they just don't understand why this isn't done. But in any event, Gene Allen is very qualified. If you look at his resume, and I'd be very curious, and I asked the mayor this at the public hearing, if and when he does go ahead and hire someone outside the community, would he make that person's resume available and to compare it against other resumes, especially Gene Allen's? And we can redact the personal information, but I think the qualifications that are listed on the resume should be made public.
All right. Phone calls for Councilman Becerra, at 624-0870. 624-0870. So